This is Akashvani, the news read by Valsa Williams. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today asserted that the central government is working towards making the country's higher education system more advanced and research-oriented. He also highlighted the government's efforts to create the most comprehensive and complete skilling system in the world. Mr. Modi was addressing the gathering after inaugurating the newly built campus of Nalanda University at Rajgir in Bihar today. The Prime Minister also visited the ruins of ancient Nalanda University. The original Nalanda University is considered to be amongst the first residential universities in the world. The ruins of ancient Nalanda were declared as a UN Heritage Site in 2016. Finance and Corporate Affairs Minister Nirmala Sitharaman today chaired the first round of pre-budget consultations with leading economists in New Delhi ahead of the General Budget 2024-25. The pre-budget consultation meeting was also attended by Union Minister of State for Finance, Pankaj Chaudhary, Finance Secretary, Secretaries of Departments of Economic Affairs, Revenue, Financial Services and Corporate Affairs, and Chief Economic Advisor. A Delhi court today extended the judicial custody of Delhi Chief Minister and AAP convener Arvind Kejriwal and another accused, Vinod Chauhan, till the 3rd of July in a money laundering case related to the Delhi excise policy scam. Both were produced before the court through video conferencing from Tihar Jail after the expiry of their judicial custody. The AAP leader was arrested by the Enforcement Directorate on the 21st of March. As the country grapples with a persistent heat wave and an unprecedented rise in power demand, the Coal Ministry has said it is ensuring that the country's thermal power plants are well stocked. A statement released by the Coal Ministry today said the country has experienced the highest ever coal-based power demand this year, with a 7.3% increase compared to the previous year. In response, coal stocks at power plants have also seen a significant rise. Presently, these stocks have surpassed 45 million tons at the country's thermal power plants, marking an over 31% increase from the same period last year, when the stock stood at 34.25 million tons. As several parts of the country reel under severe heatwave, Union Health Minister J.P. Nadda today reviewed the heatwave situation and preparedness of the central government hospitals and directed for special heat stroke units to be set up in these hospitals. He instructed the officials to ensure that all hospitals are prepared for providing the best health care to the affected. Sources said the Health Ministry is also working on a new advisory considering the prevalent heatwave situation, especially in northern India. Meanwhile, Ram Manohar Lohia Hospital, RML, in the national capital has confirmed that 9 people have died due to heatstroke-related illness in the last 3 weeks in the hospital. Over 20 people are currently hospitalized in RML due to heatstroke-related illness. More than 550 pilgrims have lost their lives due to scorching heat wave during Hajj pilgrimage at Makkah in Saudi Arabia, with extreme temperatures exceeding 50 degrees Celsius. Egypt has suffered the most significant losses, with at least 320 pilgrims succumbing to heatstroke and related illnesses. Diplomatic sources from Jordan report at least 60 fatalities among their citizens, with the number expected to rise. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has said North India is expected to experience partial respite from heatwave tomorrow and the day after due to a western disturbance impacting the region. Talking exclusively to Akashvani, IMD scientist R.K. Jenamani said, as the western disturbance affects the northern parts of the country, isolated thunderstorms and light rainfall is likely over Punjab, Haryana and Delhi. However, the relief will be temporary. The night temperature in the city will remain on the high side. He added that the city yesterday recorded the warmest night ever in the June month since 1969. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will be on a two-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir starting tomorrow. During his visit, Mr. Modi will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate 84 major developmental projects worth over 1,500 crore rupees in the Union Territory. In women's cricket, India have set a target of 326 runs against South Africa in the second one-day international of the three-match series in Bengaluru. Put into bat, India posted 325 for 3 in the stipulated 50 overs. In reply, South Africa were 54 for 2 in 12 overs when reports last came in. And with that, we end this news bulletin.